Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning back in. I just want to start off by saying thank you all so much for continuing to show me the love and support. I've been receiving so much love, like through my Instagram, you know, with just different women DMing me, just telling me how I'm uplifting them just by listening to my podcast. And I've only had an intro in one episode. So I'm just so happy that you're here again to listen to what I got to say. And yeah, let's get straight into it. So if you don't already follow me on Instagram, my name is Key to Alexis. That's K-E-Y, the number 2, Alexis, with a U, not an I. And you can follow me on TikTok as well, which is Life to Alexis. And yeah, so I'm literally trying to tap more into my Instagram or my socials accounts so I can literally give the content that I know that I can give. Like, I've always been such a creative, but I feel like in the last few years, I kind of just started slacking off with what I know is like a passion. So I'm trying my best to tap back into that for you guys, and I know that you'll love it all. So yeah, go ahead and follow me on my social sites, and let's hop straight into this topic of today. So I wanted to talk about how we need to focus on chasing our dreams. A lot of us get distracted with a lot of different things, whether it's somebody being negative or someone just telling you that you can't do something or whatever it is. And I'm just here to say, no matter what it is, no matter how many times you have to start over, no matter what it is, chase your dreams. No matter how envious the people around you could be, because we all know that the people who don't know you support you the most. And as much as I hate to say that, we all know it's the truth. People can just be envious of your confidence, you know, what you're bringing to the table, whether it's a speck of rice, it doesn't matter, a grain of rice, it doesn't matter what it is. People tend to just naturally not like what you can bring, what you have to offer. So I just wanted to start off saying that, like, you know, don't let stuff like that discourage you, you know, let the people who don't know you, the people that's falling in love with what they see. You know, they see you on Instagram, they see you on TikTok, they see you doing these different things. And it sucks to say that the people that you've been knowing for about 10, 13 years, they're not going to give you that support. I don't know if it's because, like, they know you genuinely, like, who you are, like, growing up with you, and they have these ideas of who you are or who you aren't. I don't know what it is, but it's a given fact that those people just naturally don't support you. We're not here to say that they're jealous. We're not going to say that they're jealous, but that's just what it is, you know? So just keep moving forward. Just don't let those things discourage you. You know, you got to stay in your bag for sure. Don't let the outside opinions distract you from the goal. Like, I know some of us, we have those days. We all have those days where we're like, oh, today I don't feel like it, or I'm tired, I'm not getting nowhere, I didn't get enough likes, I didn't get enough comments. Like, who cares? You have to keep going. It's a given fact. Like, celebrities literally tell us where they started. They show us, like, where they started and where they are now, and we still don't want to believe that it takes hard work. Like, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in 2 months. It's not, I mean, for some people it do, but if it doesn't happen for you, you have to keep going. And that is one of the biggest things that I love about myself. Like, I'm going to dust that shit off and keep going. Like, I'm not going to sit down and dwell on it for too long. I am going to keep it moving. So don't let, you know, lack of motivation, or, you know, you have to realize that you have to make those sacrifices. You have to get up. You got to stop hanging out, smoking hookah, taking shots, drinking. Like, you can't do that every single day with those people. You have to make sacrifices. Those people can't be around. Those people, those are the negative things that we don't realize until it's too late. Like, you hanging out all the time, like, you don't realize, like, damn, I didn't get nothing that I said I was gonna do done because I met up with her for lunch. And then next thing you know, from lunch, we went to here, then there, and now we drunk. And you ain't getting nothing done. Even if y'all met up with y'all laptops and y'all thought, oh, we're going to do this and that. No, sometimes you have to make sacrifices to be alone. It's okay to be lonely. It's okay to make those sacrifices, but don't let doing it alone discourage you. You cannot do that. And I know a lot of us, we be sitting back wishing like, oh, well, I wish my friend could just support me, or I wish this person or that person, like, man, fuck them. Okay. I'm telling you, once you start doing it by yourself, it'll start making so much sense. Stop calling and asking people for different opinions. If they're not in the same field as you, they're not trying to be on the same level as you, don't ask them for their opinions. Their opinion does not matter, because they still smoking hookah and getting drunk every night. Like, that shit, it shouldn't mean anything to you. But I just wanted to let you guys know that it's okay to be alone. It's okay to sacrifice things. So let's hop into what I really wanted to talk about, which was all of the businesses that I've started, you know, the difficulties of them, and where I am now versus where I was then mentally, and how I just walk away from that shit. If it's not working, it's not working. Baby, pack it up and go. It don't matter what it is. The business, the relationship, the friendship. Pack that shit up and go. So, yeah, let's get into the businesses that I've started. And, yeah. First on the list was my baby. Like, talking about this brings me so much joy. Although it didn't work out, but just talking about it brings me so much joy. Like, I could literally get teary-eyed talking about this. I can talk about this all day too, by the way, because this is my baby. I was so young when I got started with this, and I 100% felt like I was so passionate about it. If you know me, you know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, let's talk about AB Swim. Now, if you really know me, you know that it wasn't AB Swim until I moved to Houston. It used to be Lux Swimwear, and that was my baby. So let's get started from the beginning, where it kind of grew on me. Honestly, the reason why I started Lux Swimwear or AB Swim was because I was waitressing, right? And I was literally half naked all of the time, because of the waitressing outfits, and I was obsessed with myself. I was obsessed with my body. I was petite. I was small. I had nice perky boobs. I had the nice little body. I ain't had too much of a big ass, but I was like proportioned perfectly for me. So I was like, ooh, Instagram had just started, and this is when we were, everybody wanted to be a vixen. Like, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of girls that was in the industry that I was in, we didn't want to be strippers, but we wanted to be like a vixen. Like, we wanted to be on social media and get paid to go here and go there. That's when, like, Miracle Watts and, you know, they were strippers, but at this point, they were all getting flown here and there or whatever to host parties. So I'm like, okay, what can I do to make myself stand out? So I started Lux Swimwear, right? And I started, like, so drawing runs in my family. So my brother draws, my mom draws, like, they're very talented at it. So I always could sketch, but I can't really like draw. So I started like sketching out these images of like these super sexy swimsuits. And I was obsessed, like literally obsessed. So it took so long for me to find someone to sew them. But once I did, easy peasy, right? So I started getting them manufactured through one person. She would just sew them up for me. Then I would just like sell them out. And I eventually got a storefront in Detroit, Michigan. No, it was in Southfield, Michigan. And I had that, loved it. It was so beautiful. I had, for my grand opening, I remember I had the runway, like a runway fashion show inside of my storefront. Super cool, super dope. Loved it. And yeah, so the storefront was great. The sales were great. I feel like everything was going good until one day I just woke up and I was like, it doesn't end here. Like, Detroit isn't, this isn't it. Like, I've always wanted to move to Houston, but I didn't know when, where, how. I didn't know how I was going to get there, when I was going to get there, nothing. But I had a close friend that was already living there, so I was like, hey, this probably is the perfect time for me to take this opportunity. So I took the opportunity, right? And I was just honestly thinking, like, it's hot there all year round. It'll be a great place for me to market. I can wake up every day, go to the pool, go to the beach, and shoot content for this line. And that'll be perfect, you know? So I packed up, moved to Houston with, I mean, hardly anything. Like, literally, I had maybe like two suitcases and a few dollars, like literally. So I came down here and I'm like, you know what? I got straight to work and I'm like, okay, this is what it is. I'm following all the popping people in Houston trying to get connections. And, you know, so immediately I started back waitressing because I was already waitressing in Detroit. And then I started back waitressing here because that's just what I knew. That's my comfort zone. Like, okay, at this point in my life, like, okay, this is what I know I can make money from. This is how I know I can buy fabric. This is how I know I can, you know, provide the supplies and the necessities that I need for my business. So why not? So the waitressing was going great, making great money. Probably made the most money that I've ever made in my life here in Houston as a waitress. And so, cool. So now at this point, I'm the creative. I am the person. I had to find a whole new manufacturer. So I'm driving around through Houston. They have like this Chinatown, kind of Mexican town area where you can buy everything for in bulk for cheap. So I'm over here trying to find this seamstress, trying to find that seamstress, trying to find all these different things to work for the business. And I'm like, okay, this isn't working. It wasn't working. So now I went back to the drawing board and I went to Miami to learn how to sew. Right. So I went to this school. I found the school to teach me how to sew. The teacher hardly spoke any English. Her husband kind of was the translator for me. He was there during our classes. So honestly, I loved Miami at this time of my life. So that just gave me a reason to go to Miami every day. So that was cool. Like I didn't mind. So I went. I worked the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday as a waitress. And then Monday through Thursday, I went to school in Miami to learn how to sew. But like I said, I was making good money at this point. The only part that wasn't going well is me finding someone to actually manufacture the swimsuits. I couldn't find anyone. Well, I found a few people, but not for the price that I was looking for. So went to Miami, learned how to sew. I want to say I went there for a month. And it was amazing. It was perfect. I was like, wow, I could not believe that I knew how to sew bikinis. Like that was something that I did. And I was like, at that point, I was loving it. I was like, yes, because I was so ambitious to make this business happen. Anything had to go. Like it don't matter what it was. It was happening. So I came back to Houston and I began sewing. I linked up with a few other designers that was kind of giving me the ins and outs of different things that I didn't know that had been sewing for years. And so I was doing that for a while and I was paying for the investments was crazy at this point. Like I was paying to travel. I was paying for photo shoots. I was paying models. Well, I was having models come in. I was paying to get their makeup done. I would give them like free swimsuits that I'm sewing. So now at this point, I'm the creative. I'm the designer. I'm also sewing them. I'm also running Instagram. At this point, TikTok wasn't popping, but I did have a TikTok just to like edit my videos. But I was so overwhelmed with AB Swim. I was just like, oh, but I loved it. I was taking trips to California to shoot at their beach because once I got to Houston, I realized we didn't really have a beach. It was about an hour out, but it was trash. Like it didn't look like anything. So I'm like, no. So I was taking trips to like maybe 45 minutes out, booking Airbnbs, booking a photographer, paying for makeup, doing all these different things. And I was like so drained with it. And it got to a point where it was like, I just wasn't passionate about it anymore. I literally didn't, like, I wasn't, I don't want to say that I wasn't passionate anymore because it got hard, but I genuinely lost interest in it. Like, I was like, you know what? No, I don't know why I didn't start investing in a team instead of investing in traveling and all of these other things. But don't get me wrong, before I start making that money to invest in those things, I used to shoot at my apartment. I set up a green grass wall once in my apartment and invited multiple models over to shoot. I had a few friends that was helping me shoot swimsuits and, you know, things like that. And for the most part, I was my own model. Like, my body was still banging at that point. So I was like, yeah, I can shoot. I'm going to sew this up. And I'm going to make this myself. I'm going to go on my balcony and I'm going to edit this and I'm going to shoot it and I'm going to do video. I was still doing content, but it was so much. I felt like I was running this company by myself. And at this point, I never thought about investing into maybe interns or someone that could come in that want to do these type of things, that want to get into sales, that want to get into marketing on Instagram. I didn't think about those things at this point. At this point, I was just like, I'm over it. It's not making no money. People didn't want to pay the custom price of things. They was like, you know, like now it's a trend in 2022. It's a trend now to say, oh yeah, it's custom made. I'm going to pay this price. But back then it was like, I'm not paying $90 for a swimsuit when I can get it on X, Y, and Z for $12. So for me, it was a little discouraging. I feel like 4 years in, I was reaching my 5th year mark. And I honestly now regret stopping because I feel like once I would have reached that 5th year, 6th year, it would have been a whole different ball game. But I stopped, and then immediately after, I stopped waitressing. And then immediately after, like, before I stopped waitressing, I fell in love. And then I stopped waitressing. And then immediately after, I got pregnant with my beautiful daughter, Parker. And so my boyfriend was just like, you know, take some time off. You've been working hard since you were 16. You know, let's figure it out. Like, figure out what it is that you want to do. And so during my pregnancy, I came up with my second business, and it was a wash and fold. It was called Miss Bubbles Wash and Fold Cafe. So let me tell you the concept. The concept of the cafe was, the wash and fold was, you come in and you have a lounge area where there's chairs and couches and refreshments and things like that. And you drop your laundry off, and we charge you by the bag, not by the load. So we have like these custom sized bags. Very, very inexpensive. You drop your laundry off. And if you wanted to bring your laptop in to get it to wait until we were done and get some work done, then you can do that as well. So we take it to the bag. You know, we handle the dirty clothes, bring it out fresh and clean for you, washed, folded, pressed, whatever it is that you needed. And that was it. Brilliant idea, right? Brilliant. So I loved everything about it. I want to say they're really big in China, but we didn't really have much of them in the U.S. So they'll have like a salad bar that has like a laundromat type of thing. But okay, so let's get into Miss Bubbles Wash and Fold Cafe. I loved that. My whole thing, like, I hired an interior designer to come in, and she did her thing. Like, literally, we put our heads together and made it happen. It was beautiful to a point where I was able to put it on different sites that would allow people to book it for different events. So I would remove the furniture. They would come in, they'll have it for a few hours, and I'll charge them by the hour. So it was so beautiful on the inside. But just running a business during a pandemic, I opened this up like at the peak of the pandemic, and having a newborn baby, I think that began to just wear on me. Like, it was a little stressful. I kind of was in over my head. So with the storefront, the cost of the storefront was very expensive. But at that time, it made sense. I was thinking that it would produce X amount because I did so much research, and it showed that, you know, it was an essential business, especially during the pandemic, you know. So I'm thinking like, this would be perfect. But it ended up turning out that it wasn't. Well, for me personally, I could have kept going, but for me, just having so many different things going on in my life and then inside of the business as well as the pandemic, it was just like, okay, no, it wasn't working. But reasons why it wasn't working for me was during the pandemic, so no one wanted to work. Everybody was getting unemployment. No one wanted to work. And then the cost, what I was willing to pay them, nobody wanted it, you know. So, and then I hired a few people in, did a horrible job, was mixing up people's clothes and, you know, things like that. And I just didn't want to make a bad reputation for the business. So eventually it got to the point where me and my boyfriend and my friends, we was in there. We turned into Miss Bubbles. we was there every single day folding these people's clothes, looking at these people. Like, it was horrible. It was like, I started the business. I thought of the business because I knew, like, during my pregnancy how much I hated doing laundry. So I was like, this would be perfect. Like, this would be the perfect thing to do, especially for a woman that's pregnant. So it got to the point where I was like, okay, the numbers aren't doing well. We're here every day, you know, doing this. So let me start doing different type of advertisements. I literally started reaching out to hospitals, you know, people that need their linens cleaned multiple times out of the week, multiple times out of the day. Start reaching out to Airbnb properties, you know, all different things I'm just thinking of where I can advertise. I'm getting yard signs. I'm putting them all over the neighborhood. Google ads, Yelp ads. I started investing so much into it, and it didn't feel like anything was pouring into it. But I think I also have a problem with starting from the ground up. And that, although I know at the beginning of this, I told y'all that I'm not there yet either. So I'm not going to judge y'all either. Like, I'm not there. Like, it takes a strong person to realize to stick it through for year after year after year. So if you happen to give up and start something else, that's fine. Like, start something that you love, because in the long term, I realized after a year and a half, I realized like this wasn't something that I loved. I didn't want to be in here folding people's clothes. And since I had to wake up at 10 in the morning and bring my baby to work with me, you know what I mean, and leave at 6 p.m., and I'm folding people's clothes all day with a newborn, like, that wasn't the dream. That wasn't it. And I know sometimes you get a detour. Sometimes you go left when you're supposed to go right, which is fine. But for me, baby, that didn't work. I was like, mm-mm. It wasn't passionate. Wasn't passionate anymore. Nope, this is it. Okay, nope. I know it was a great idea. My mom hated that I quit that. She was like, no, you should have just kept going. That was a brilliant. And although I know it was brilliant, I was like, no. But you know what I gained from it? I gained the knowledge that I actually loved to host people events. So when I say that, I loved the thought of people, how I said we rented out the front. I realized, like, wow, that was a very lucrative business. I love that. I love how I had wine tasting events going on there. I had the painting, the sipping painting going on in there. I had baby showers going on. I had birthdays going on. I had multiple events going on at this storefront. So now I'm obsessed with getting another storefront to run that type of business, an event space. So I gained that knowledge that I actually love to do that. So that's a plus. But other than that, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not about to be sitting up here folding people dirty clothes all day because I can't find somebody to come in here and do it. You know what I'm saying? But I also found out in a long term situation that I went about it the wrong way. And eventually I will get back into it, but so I can't tell y'all what I want to do. But I went about it the wrong way. So I actually learned a lot in that business. I learned a lot about marketing on a different scale than what I did for AB Swim. So that was business number two. And then we go to the most recent business that I stopped, which was the ombre brows, the micro shading, micro blading of the eyebrows, right? So let's get into that. Okay, so first thing first, I was obsessed with this. I got them done maybe 2 years ago and obsessed over it, right? Obsessed. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe this, because I always had horrible eyebrows. They didn't give a shape. They went straight across my face like an Indian woman. Like, my grandma had eyebrows just like that. And I literally hated them. So I'm like, how can I do it? So my friend got hers done. I fell in love with hers, and I got mine done, and I fell in love with mine. And I was like, yo, this is something else that makes lucrative income coming in. So I'm like, wow, I didn't know until I got them done. And then the person that I went to, she didn't even charge me what normal people charge. So I'm like, let me see what this is about. So I've started doing the research about it, obsessing over. One thing about me, I obsess over anything that I'm about to start. Like, I'm going to pick up books. I'm going to get audio books about it. I'm going to research every day, all day. Like, that's me. I'm going to find out the ins and outs before I actually jump into it to make sure that it makes sense. So for the eyebrow business, the permanent makeup business, it made sense. So immediately I got into it, took a flight to Memphis. I found the woman on Instagram that was very good at doing it. Her work was beautiful. So I took a flight to Memphis to meet with her, to go through the training. And throughout that whole process, I had a very ill feeling in my stomach about what I was doing, where I was going. And it was just a horrible experience. But I am such a positive person when it comes to starting a new business. I didn't let it get to me. And I was recording for YouTube. I have it on my YouTube channel as well, which is Life to Alexis. I recorded the whole process, which it felt great watching it overall. But once, like, now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, yo, I was lying. I did not feel good about it at all. Like, I was trying to make it, I was trying to be positive for myself, for the business that I, the new business that I'm now about to start. So I made myself feel like, yeah, this was the right thing to do. But anyway, so let's get into it. So the girl that I met was a very sweet girl, very sweet, very soft-spoken. Immediately when I got to her, she told me that this wasn't a passion of hers. That was a red flag for me. And that she's doing this because she wants to make the money to move to Amsterdam. Now, hey, I get it. Everybody's not going to be passionate about what they're doing. That's like people that's working 9 to 5s. Like, they're not passionate about it, but it has to pay the bills. So they're going to do it. So she told me that. I was like, oh, red flag. But okay, cool. Because I knew that the work was good. The training was good. But I don't feel like you can train somebody to tattoo somebody's face in one day. But I didn't realize that at the moment. At the moment, I was only thinking about how it just sounds like, you know, I'm new in the industry. So I'm like, oh, one day training, perfect. That sounds great. Now I can hop in. I can start making money in the next week or so. So that's cool. But in our reality, no, you can't fucking tattoo somebody's face and learn how to do that in a one day course. So at that point, I didn't know that. So I came home. I started practicing on family and friends. And the work was turning out okay. Like, it was, I was getting better. Each person, I was getting better and better and better and better. So that was perfect for me. And so I'm like, okay, I'm diving into it. One thing I'm going to do, I'm going to dive, baby, straight off the dive. Like, I'm diving straight into it. So I open up a suite. Right? So I go get a suite and I'm decorating the suite. I'm just basically taking everything from Miss Bubbles. Like, I had beautiful decor there. I'm taking everything that I had from there to start the suite, to add the decor to the suite. So perfect. Turned out beautiful. They repainted it. I loved it. It was very inexpensive. I'm like, oh, this is cool. I can do one person eyebrows and pay for the monthly rent here. Perfect, right? So as I'm doing it, I'm loving it. You know, I'm getting beautiful reactions. I had a few people come in that would cry. I'm meeting all these different beautiful women, mothers, daughters, sisters, aunties, all of these different things. And I'm like, okay, perfect. Like, I'm loving it. I'm feeling confident. After every eyebrow I did, I used to run home to my boyfriend like, check this out. Check this out. Like, what do you think? Like, wow, look at this. And he like loved. So I'm like, okay, this is going great. And so then I'm starting to check out other people's accounts, and I'm seeing, like, you know, once you get started in a business, it's smart for you to follow other accounts that's doing what you're doing so that you can be motivated, so that you can see what's the new trends, you know, what's the new songs to do reels to, you know, what, like, different things you're able to see. So I always, that's one thing that I always do. So now I have all of these different women that does the permanent makeup on my Instagram. So I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing that they are doing different things, like teeth whitening. They're also doing things like the permanent lip blush, where you can change the color of your lips by getting them tattooed. You know, they're doing a lot of different things. So I'm like, okay, cool. So now I'm trying to get invested into these things as well. So I do like the teeth jewels, the teeth gems. You know, you get the little diamonds on your teeth and stuff like that. Thought that was really cool. I've seen people doing that. So I'm like, okay, perfect. So I do that. I'm advertising for that. But as we know, the closest people to you, like the people that I thought would support, they didn't support. But I kept going. I didn't give a fuck. Like, I kept going. Like, okay, that's cool. Y'all don't have to. Kept going. And down the line, I just began to become very insecure with the work that I was doing. I didn't feel secure in the eyebrows when my client would get up. You know, I didn't feel, and I know it takes time. But I was just wondering, like, maybe I wasn't taught properly. Maybe I didn't get enough training, you know? So I began to look into other people that I can go to get trained by. And I saved up enough money so that I could do it. And so I booked with a different trainer in Dallas. I'm not going to say her Instagram name or anything. And it just went left. It went bad because she was very unprofessional. And I told her that she was, and she couldn't accept my criticism. So she refunded me my money, y'all. Refunded me my money and told me, like, nah, I don't need this type of business. You're very, she told me that I was unprofessional. Why did I, even if I was unprofessional, why did I need to be professional to you? I wasn't though. I was very professional. I mean, I could be a little snappy, but I wasn't being unprofessional to her. You should be able, as an artist, you should be able to take criticism. But she refunded me my money and just told me like, no, she don't want my services. So I honestly took that as a sign that I needed to just lay off a little bit on the eyebrows and figure out, find the right trainer for me to go to. So I started doing research on different people in Houston. And then at that point, it was just like, you know what? I'm not really interested. Like I gotten so discouraged from this one trainer. She threw me so far off of my square. And I just did not know at this point if this was something that I wanted to do. Like I wanted to invest more into it, but at the same time, I just didn't know if that was a sign for me to walk away from it. Like I was already feeling so insecure, but y'all see the pattern, right? Like y'all see, I keep walking away. So after that time, after the eyebrows was done, I went into this state of mind. I got this book, it's called Atomic Habits. And I went into the state of mind of trying to find what I am passionate about. Because I felt like over the last decade, 6 or 7 years, whatever, I felt like I haven't found anything that I absolutely love to do, even if it doesn't make me money. And so I felt like I've been so money driven since the day I started waitressing. And then once, this isn't making this money, oh, I'm done. This business ain't making this money, oh, I'm done. So I began to evaluate myself and just like, Alexis, like this doesn't make sense for you to continue to let these different things go, because what is it? Like what it's something deeper than that. And I realized that I was going into these things money driven. As you heard me say about the eyebrows, like once I started doing the research, I'm like, wow, this makes great money. Miss Bubbles, I started doing research. Wow, this is essential business. People want to spend a lot of money with me doing this. You know, AB Swim, I was investing so much and it was all money. And sometimes that becomes discouraging. So my advice now, I'm going to sum all of this up by just saying, don't go into things money driven. Don't go into business money driven. Like, yes, it has to make sense, obviously. Like, yeah. But go into something knowing that you wouldn't mind doing it, even if it doesn't make you $1,000 a day or $500 a day. Go into something like that. Like, be passionate about something. And that's where I am right now. Just go into things knowing what you want, knowing that you're actually passionate about it, knowing that this is something that you want to do. Don't just go into it because it can make you a few quick dollars. Don't just go into it just because the next person is rich or successful off of it. Go into it because you know that is something that you're going to want to do, even if it only makes you a dollar. Like, seriously, like, okay, probably not a dollar, but you know what I mean? Like, that's it. That's the episode. I just wanted to share that with you guys. I can look in the mirror and right my wrongs and see where my mistakes are and see how I can correct them. And I hope that this episode has motivated you to look in the mirror. If you're continuously doing something and expecting different results, you have to know that there's something wrong with the system. There's something wrong with what you are doing. And you have to know that it's time for change. And me personally, I'm ready to walk in my truth. I'm ready to walk in the whatever gift that God has gave me, whether it's sitting here talking to y'all every day, whether it's talking in front of a panel, talking in a panel with other motivational speakers, whatever it is, I don't know, but I know right now I'm genuinely doing something that I love. And I'm also going to do, you know, things on the side. Like, I'm definitely going to do something that's going to make me enough money to support this dream. You know what I mean? But you have to have, your dream has to make sense. It has to be your dream, not you looking at the next person become successful off of it and you thinking that this is the right thing for you to do. I have made that mistake many of times, and I just do not want you guys to fall in that same category as business, as chasing your dreams. Chase your actual dream. So once again, I just wanted to say thank you guys for tuning in. And don't forget to follow my Instagram account, my TikTok. And yeah, just be on the lookout for new YouTube episodes, new YouTube channels that I'm going to be making new videos on and things like that. So yeah, that's it. I really love you guys. And thank you so much for continuously motivating me to want to create these episodes. And be on the lookout for what I got coming up next. I'm going to have some co-hosts coming in, and we're going to get real. We're going to get deep. We're going to talk about some things that need to be talked about. So just be on the lookout, guys. Love you. Have a great week. Mwah.